welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Craft brewers love using local ingredients in their beer. In many states, it's possible to make a beer completely from homegrown sources. That is not the easiest thing to do in South Dakota. In fact, probably not even possible at the moment. The key ingredients, barley and hops, but they aren't widely grown in this state. This week, we'll focus on barley. Bob Weirick is Western Ag Development Representative with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture. He specializes in beer, wine, and distilled spirits and works for Prairie Berry Winery. Weirick says it's been great to see the growth of craft brewing in South Dakota.
It's a very contemporary industry. I think it serves a different demographic than typically what we had had. And unlike the wine industry, we already have beer drinkers here in South Dakota. So it's not so much of a transition or a segue, you know, over to the craft brews. And certainly, like I said, it serves a great demographic with a lot of the millennials really supporting the microbreweries.
The heart of any beer is malted grain, most often barley. There is some barley grown in South Dakota, but most of it goes to animal feed, and brewers need very specific kinds.
Barley production in South Dakota has typically been utilized for peat purposes without really a lot of, you know, great connection to the brewing industry. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not some opportunities there. Certainly, I think a lot of the breweries, to keep consistent with their local heritage and pedigree, as they would like to say, well, boy, I wish we had some local barley, some malts that we could utilize ourselves, but that's really literally where the rub is.
Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings says they'd love to make an all South Dakota beer. They could find the hops and the yeast, but not the malt.
Malt can be grown in South Dakota. It's usually not grown in South Dakota because there hasn't been a huge demand for it. Malt is kind of picky, too. So if you're going to grow malt, you have to make sure you do it correctly so that it can go to a malt stirrers. You know, we're talking barley, I suppose. I guess you don't actually grow malt.
No, you're growing barley.
We're growing barley.
The craft breweries like two-row barley.
That's right. And once that's grown, once you've grown your barley, you have to have it graded and judged, and you know it has to be accepted by the maltster. If the barley is not accepted for malting, what you've done is you've grown feed barley.
As Bob explains, that's another key missing factor in South Dakota, the maltster.
You just can't throw a bunch of barley into the brew kettle and start brewing beer. It actually has to be malted, which is the process of, you know, starting the germination, essentially either then letting the barley dry as in a four-malted product or toasting it or roasting it, however you want to do that. That will help the barley express all the different flavors that we know and beer, everything from a real light ale to a real big, rich, and creamy stout.
As of this moment, as far as we know, there is no maltster in South Dakota.
I believe that there have been some attempts to start a maltster in South Dakota. I don't know where they're at with that right now. If they're out there listening, I'd love to hear from them, and so I can kind of spread the word. We have had some conversations with some people that are in that world that would really love to see if there's an opportunity for being a maltster or having a micro maltster operation in South Dakota.
More on beer and agriculture in South Dakota when Beer Untapped continues.
You'll remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk beer and agriculture in South Dakota. We're talking barley this week. A key to making the barley usable for the brewer is to have it malted. Currently, there is no maltster in South Dakota. Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing.
We have ways to process soybean in South Dakota. We have ways to process, you know, corn into ethanol. Hundreds of outlets for those products or for those crops, you know, for the farmer to turn a crop to cash and do it again next year. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. There isn't a value-add stream for barley. If a farmer wanted to do malting barley in South Dakota, they'd have to ship it to North Dakota, to Minnesota, to Wisconsin, to the Pacific Northwest. So it's not next to your field. It's on a truck that has to end up at someplace else to process it. There's some serious barriers for entry for people. What South Dakota could see, and I think what we could do to help that, is maybe find a way to do a malting facility here. But that's a big investment. That's not a small undertaking, and that's not a hobby.
In addition, Bob Weirich with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture says becoming a maltster is not easy.
Certainly it takes a fair amount of skill and talent and probably some experience there to make good malt. And are you then also making what the brewers are wanting as well, too? It's absolutely just like the brewing process itself. It's a matter of not only what the barley looks like when it comes in out of the field, all the way to the temperature and the length and humidity and all sorts of other things through the malting process.
So for now, barley remains a very minor crop in South Dakota.
It wouldn't take very many producers to produce quite a bit of barley and probably supply almost every craft brewery in the state. Does that mean that's a good market or a good business model? I would hope to think that there's some opportunities there.
We'll continue the conversation on agriculture and beer in South Dakota next time. Right now, though, don't forget the Irish breakfast Saturday at Wooden Legs in Brookings.
We've got white pudding, black pudding, we've got bangers, we've got rashers, we've got eggs. We're going to even have beans on the plate and mushrooms. And I think we're going to throw a tomato on there for good luck. And it's going to be served on the 18th. So it's the morning after St. Paddy's Day, which is usually pub crawl morning. I think it is again this year. We have some early sale tickets. So if you want to go early and get a seat, we have some limited seating early sales. But then GA, general admission, starts at 9. We have enough food for about 200 people, I think. So come down. You should be able to grab it. People have always loved it. Be a little patient. Come meet a new friend. Grab a beer. We turn out a whole bunch of food for one day a year, and it's authentic. It's not just things that we make up here. These are imported and shipped in to make sure that it is the premium quality of the meats and as authentic of an Irish dish as you can possibly get.
Finally today at Brookings Liquor Store, Drew Eklund fills us in on another of the new breweries distributing their wares in the state this week. Atwater Brewing out of Michigan.
Package art, which is really cool. It's from a world-renowned artist, Tony Rocco. The bottles are really unique looking, and they stand out and grab your attention. Our current Atwater lineup includes Liplock Cherry Stout. This is a fall and winter seasonal brewed with local cherries. The next one is called Going Steady IPA. This is a light, easygoing session IPA with an ABV of 4.6%. Grapefruit and other citrus flavors lead the way into a slightly tart, bitter finish. The next one is called Vanilla Java Porter. This is Atwater's number one seller, and for good reason, as this is one tasty brew. It's nicely balanced with flavors of vanilla, coffee, toast, and chocolate.
Next time, we'll look at hops production in South Dakota. Until then, drink local and drink responsibly.